time now for Ask McClain Anything. By the way, Lance McCullers in studio at 9:20. John, have you ever punched yourself in the face?
Never.
Have you ever thought about it?
Nope.
Have you, Mike? Have you ever punched yourself in the face?
I don't think so. I'm sure I've slapped myself. Sean Pendergast tweeted, and I think this is a good take, that the only time it's acceptable to punch yourself in the face like Ken Giles did last night after he blew the game.
Oh, wait. Hostage video?
No.
Oh.
When driving and you're really tired.
No,
then
I've done
you can
that
punch
a lot.
Yourself.
Oh, slap.
In the face.
You don't punch though.
I wouldn't punch myself.
That's a slap yourself.
A slap is more effective. Like a punch, like what if it's too good a punch and
you
knock yourself woozy? I would say that hostage. I've actually put myself in this situation. John, this is Ask McClain Anything. If you were taken hostage and you get to that situation where they're going to make a video, so you got to make it look like they've roughed you up a little bit. Like, that's your duty as an American, to be sure it looks like you've been roughed up.
Don't they usually rough you up anyway?
No, not necessarily, not the savvy ones, because they know that they don't want you to look roughed up. So you want to be sure that whatever statement you're giving, people realize, like, oh, wow, yeah, he was definitely roughed up. How would you go about doing it? Because I have a hard time. I've actually gotten nervous about this before. Like, how exactly would I, like, do I have the guts to really slug myself in the face?
First of all, I think my hands would be tied if I was a hostage.
That's
don't
a good
think
point.
I would be able to do it. So I'm guessing I'd try to hit my face on the edge of the chair or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Or the edge of a table. Ah. Oof. Oh, God bless America. I would do it because I love you, Lady Liberty. Oh, that's awful. Ah. Mm. Ah. Oh. Yeah,
that's okay. Rough. John, why are you not going to the Rockets game tonight?
Because I'm going to the Astros game.
That's a fair response. I will be at the Rockets game tonight, game two against Utah. John, at what point, from a timeline standpoint, when can you give spoilers to a movie on social media?
I think I would say after the first few days, when everybody really wants to see it bad, sees it. Like A Quiet Place, which I thought was just terrific, cost $17 million and it's approaching $150 million. So they're talking about making a sequel, but because of something that happened in there, it's going to be really hard. So now they're talking about a prequel that leads up to it, which I think is great. Hmm. But I think, say after it's been out a week, and if you want to discuss it with people, but I also think like reviews. I read reviews, and they'll say spoilers, but I'll read it anyway because I want to know.
Really?
Yeah, but I think after a week that it's okay.
So you're okay. So you'll see a spoiler and still go to the movie and just appreciate it for the acting and everything, but then you don't really get wrapped up in it the same way.
Well, seeing it come off is sometimes it makes it even more interesting, knowing that, okay, they're leading up to this, how they do it.
Yeah.
So it's still good. It's just not a surprise.
I saw on Twitter, a Stros fan I know was having a conversation with somebody, and I guess it's kind of... it's getting to be standard that if a movie opens on Friday, that you can be able to tweet openly about it on Monday. That's still a pretty... you got 72 hours to get your movie in if you really care about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people always can't go immediately. And I think if you're going to... I don't think you should go on and say, here's how it ended. But if you're in a discussion with people and they understand what's coming, I think it's okay. By the way, the reason I'm going to the Yankees and Astros, Sousa's schedule... no, we're a partial season ticket holder, so we got a chance to buy tickets before they went on sale, and Carol bought all Yankee tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I told her to get Yankees and Angels because I wanted to see Showtime, and then I didn't think the Red Sox were going to be great, so we didn't buy Red Sox, so we bought these four Yankee tickets.
You remember, was it Bregman's mom that was a big Yankees fan? Because remember, he had his first appearance versus the Yankees, did he not?
And he had that grand slam on, was it when they honored Jeter? And Jeter
That's right, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
John, you ever get, this is kind of like a spoiler. You ever find yourself in conversation with somebody that like saw the movie Titanic and didn't realize it was a true story? So like they're going, like you're watching the movie with them and they're wondering how it ends. And those people.
I see things like that where especially young people. One time there was a... I think it was Patriots. They were transcribing quotes, and it was an intern, a young person, and the quote was, he's a prima donna player. And it came out P-R-E, capital M-A-D-O-N-A.
Yeah, prima donna.
And that's what he thought.
Yeah. It's prima donna. It's kind of like I think Rick Springfield, prima donna. Yeah.
John, would you play Fortnite with George Springer?
I would do anything with George Springer because I admire him so much. So if it gave me a conversation with him, yes.
Which Texans draft pick do you question the most?
Jordan Akins, the third round tight end from Central Florida.
That's the one you what the most?
Question the most.
Oh, question the most. Yeah, that's that seems to be the one I get the most questions about. For everybody that asks me, I'm getting way too many draft questions. This is frankly how I feel about it. I don't care. I care. I don't judge. I can't grade until you get a couple years down in the future. Because what'll happen is John has an editor that makes him grade the draft because that's what gets clicks and everything. But John and everybody else knows that to grade a draft immediately afterwards, it's just poor John. You're going to end up with people 3 years from now being I can't believe you gave him a C on this guy. We ended up being such a good player, right?
Next year, when I'm doing our draft preview, I'm going to go back and grade some drafts 3 years later and go back and look.
I like that.
What the grade was and what it should be in retrospect when you have 3 years.
Hey, was it a typo in the paper? Because I read your write-up on Akins, and it was kind of relatively benign write-up, and then you graded it a D+.
Was that an accident?
Typo? No.
You gave that a D+?
I gave him a D+.
Because
I gave
of value?
Jordan Thomas a D.
I can't wait to
because they
throw
drafted
that in
him
your
in
face.
The third round. He's a 26-year-old rookie.
Yeah. Ask McClain anything. 713-572-4610. Do you think there's a chance Kareem Jackson gets cut in training camp?
No. I think because Kareem can play two positions, he can actually cover a slot, he can play safety, and he also can play outside. I think he's too valuable.
Let's say you had a son who played college football. This came up a little earlier in the week. If you had a son who played college football, which school would you want him to attend?
Boy, that's a great question. You'd like to think if his goal was to play in the NFL, I would hope he would play at Clemson, Ohio State, or Alabama. And if his goal was just combined with education to get his degree from a good school, I would say Stanford.
I went with Stanford.
Did you see that Skip Bayless tweeted at some high school kid? Because the high school kid chose to go somewhere in the Midwest instead he chose to play basketball in Indiana instead of at Vanderbilt. So Skip Bayless.
Well, he was Mr. Basketball
Skip
in Indianapolis.
He has no idea who that guy is.
Skip Bayless averaged 1.5 points per game.
He got a lot of attention because the kid's Mr. Basketball in Indiana, and he stayed in when all the other schools he was considering, but he chose them ultimately.
Yeah. I feel like Mr. Basketball is kind of an outdated name. It doesn't feel like an honor. It sounds dorky.
I like it, but can you imagine? It's such a big deal in that state to them. Huge.
I mean, even getting Oladipo back, he played at Indiana. People like that, having that connection. John, do you think the McNair controversies are over?
Controversies, let's see. This month, NFL meetings are in Atlanta. One of the things that's going to be talked about is the policy that they have about protesting during the national anthem. They could leave it as it is, which Roger Goodell prefers. They could NBA, put in a rule and say you got to stand. Or they can do it like they used to do it, keep teams in the dressing room until after the national anthem. So I remember Bob Kraft said at the meetings in Orlando, we hope to have a policy at our next meeting. So because that's going to be issued,
performance-enhancing drugs.
I like that. I like the idea of keeping you in the locker room because that will anger all sides. Yes. I love that. I really want that just for the sheer mayhem because you're squelching the voices plus also running away from the issues. Both sides will be furious about it.
What I'm wondering is, let's say the NFL announced this morning, hypothetically, that, hey, we're keeping all teams in the locker room during the anthem.
I can't believe you capitulated. No, I can't believe you're squashing the voices.
Would that be a gigantic topic on the show for weeks?
I don't know. I hope not. Let me ask you this, John. Do you remember when they used to drop the dice from the ceiling of the Astrodome?
No.
Okay. Somebody's asking that. I have no idea if it's a true thing or not. They said giant dice from the roof of the Astrodome?
No, I do not remember that. Okay.
John, have you seen Infinity War?
Not yet. I'm waiting till the initial crowds. In fact, I just read a spoiler about which one gets killed. I'm not going to say who it is. But I saw it in one of the reviews.
Yeah, but see, that's a spoiler. That's a spoiler.
Well, think about it. Now you're going to wonder because there's 50
of them. No, but
even
this is the problem.
Wouldn't do that.
But you won't even know. Now you already know that somebody's dying. This is the problem with people with their spoiler alerts. They think, it's not even a big deal. Yeah. But it's always a big deal. You're divulging something that people didn't want to know about it.
And in the end, they point out that this character's already making another one. So obviously he's going to somehow be brought back.
Oh man!
Hold on, I have my finger.
You guys
over the
can
dump
guess
button on
all you
one.
Want.
All right, so John McClane has not seen Infinity War.
Have y'all seen it?
Yeah.
He has seen it.
Okay, well, let me ask you, which character would you like to see get killed if you had to kill one?
I can't believe I'm a party to this.
I'm not going to say if it's right or not. I'm just curious.
I'd like to see Thanos die an awful death. They're trying to humanize him, but I like, yeah.